welcome to my apartment. It's the Gwenegar DJ Self. I would introduce my neighbors because they always come in my house. So let me tell you something, right? Albie Al is here.
Yeah.
They've been in my house. Like, you ever have friends that just come to your house when you're not home?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's them too.
Oh, right, that's there. Them right there?
Yeah, that's them right there.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Albie Al's here. What's up, man?
I'm chilling, bro. Easy on him, man. You know
it's back first,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Of course. Knock this back real quick.
First off, I want to say Jersey.
Day.
I'm loving that Albie Al, you, I feel like you are running with the torch of pushing Jersey to the promised land.
Yeah.
To the forefront. If I'm saying something wrong, or maybe is there someone else?
No, I would say that's correct.
There's absolutely no one else.
Okay. No, all right. So I want to start off by saying that, so anybody who's unfamiliar with Albie Al, you are a friend of the show. You came to my other apartment, but I wound up getting a new apartment.
Yeah.
Right?
Got kicked out, making too much noise, probably.
Nah, man. You know what it was?
Too much partying?
I don't know what it was, but, you know, I got kicked out. So now I have a new apartment. But people who are unfamiliar with Albie Al, can you tell them about Albie Al now? From Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Jersey.
Man, I'll be out of Gladiator, man. I'm from Jersey. It's a real nigga with a story trying to tell it, man. A lot of people fucking with it because they could feel it, and they heard my people that, like, word of mouth spread it.
Mm-hmm.
That basically my bars are alive, you know what I mean? I ain't out here bullshitting. I really been through some shit. Ain't bragging about it, but I could speak on it because I survived a lot of shit that most motherfuckers did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I give a lot of real niggas hope, man. A lot of real people hope. It ain't just for the men. You know what I mean? The women love it too. I've been through a lot, and I'm still trucking. I'm still trucking. You know what I'm saying? I'm an honorable man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's it. Real nigga first, man. That's it.
Honorable in all aspects?
All aspects.
Men and women?
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like some men, they have like this integrity when it comes to their friends.
Uh-huh.
But in other avenues.
Why you always gotta be like feminist and all that
it's
stuff?
It's not about
like,
no, I just wanna
you
be clear.
All the time. Like, nah. Like,
I make it clear. Like,
everybody women bash.
I'm just asking a question.
Nah, I don't like to push support away, especially females, you know what I'm saying? Because them be the ones, man. They'll ride with you when nobody there for you. And like, I don't like to burn bridges either, because I'm a street nigga at heart. I know about karma. That shit come for real.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to cross nobody that was really had good intentions for you. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to females, I try to make sure they straight. You know, I always try to be honest with them. I don't try to like lie to them. You know what I mean? You know this lifestyle we live. Other females coming, all of that shit. So whatever I build with you, I want to make sure that shit stays sturdy. So now I can knock that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, when you say you're honest, like you be like, listen, you're the
main. Honorable.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Honorable.
Say honorable.
Yeah. But do you, honest, honorable, they both have like H-O-N in it.
Honorable and honest, because you could lie about certain things. Like, yo, I'm going to be there in 20 minutes and know that you just got up. And you know you're going to be there an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lie. But honorable means I'm going to be there and you be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's honorable.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, most definitely.
It is.
See?
All right.
I taught you something.
Yeah, I'm going to be there when nobody going to be there.
All right. Fuck all the small talk, right? So you on Instagram got this big ass rant. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rant is, I guess, I hear this from me being in, being a DJ in this New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. I hear this from artists every, I want to say twice a year since my career.
Yeah.
And it's been different artists with their frustration with, I'm guessing, DJs in the who's
uh-huh.
of this region. I'll let you discuss or spit out your frustration.
Oh, it ain't.
Oh, or if you still have the frustration.
Oh, it's definitely frustration.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like, let's make this clear. Like, I'm not just speaking on my behalf. You feel me? Because I'm successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, however this shit go, I'm eating off this rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
This rap shit changed my life. You know what I'm saying? It changed my whole family life, my kids' life. You know what I'm saying? I got so much jewelry, cars. Like, I'm living where my neighbor named Tom. Nobody know me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only person in my area that dressed the way I dress, where I live at.
Well, he know you now.
You get what I'm saying?
I promise you he knows.
Shout out to Tom.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm good. But it's just the frustration is the fact that other people from like my state, I don't like to be the only one like that's moving around, that's making shit happen, because that's probably created a lot of hate too. It's like,
okay.
And it's like me as like you said, I got the torch, and it's like, it makes me question my leadership when it shouldn't, because motherfuckers got to do what they got to do with their own 24 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's the frustration? Let's start there. Just in case someone is just unclear.
The frustration is the fake love that these DJs show.
Okay. Just DJs.
Rappers going to get it too. Okay. Let's pop our shit.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was going to start my rant. I was starting my rant today with the rappers, and then I got shadow banned. As soon as I mentioned some shit. On live, snatch my live, shadow banning. Yeah, Instagram's so sensitive, man. I was on my shit. I was going worse than the DJs. I was doing the rappers worse than the DJs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But back to the DJs, it's the fact, this is what I don't like, self. Like DJs, well, DJs don't break records no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you know, like, the DJ let you know what's hot.
Okay.
A DJ tell you, like, you be like, man, this shit fire. Da-da-da-da. Like, off the love. They find the record. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all letting the internet control it. Y'all letting the internet tell y'all what's hot. Y'all don't even like the record. Y'all just like, they fucking with it. Shit, play it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is understandable. Play it, but also play what you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Don't just play my shit because I'm your man. And don't just play my shit when I walk into the club. Play my shit when I ain't in the club. Play my shit when I ain't around. It's the love they show you when behind your back. You know what I'm saying? It's the people going to show you love always in your face. Always gonna show you the love in your face.
Can I combat that as far as me being a DJ? And this is constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. And before we even start, I don't think that he was aiming that toward me because me and him have had plenty of conversations. So it's not me saying me.
No, but you play his shit too.
No. But it's not that. It's I just wanna. I like to have like conversations because sometimes understanding is key. Some DJs may say, we don't have a chance to break certain things because artists give music to the consumers and to the DJs at the same time. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, right, let's say Albie Al comes out with a project.
Right.
You have to give the DJ some time to absorb your music. Mm-hmm. So let's say if you came out with a song called Black Do-Rat and it comes out November 24th, whatever, DJs used to get Black Do-Rag 2-3 weeks prior. And so now the DJ got the record. I could play this after this song, Everything is so, I want to use the word microwavable, that an artist say, play my record. So now you can't really break the record the way you would want or the DJ would want, because the DJ never sat with the record to know it goes good behind this one or after this. Or you understand to where to place it.
Right.
I'm just giving one example. Mm-hmm. We could go back and forth because I understand you have frustration now, and I want you to let it out because some people could pause.
Definitely.
Because some people, you know, you may have points that I overlooked and vice versa. You understand? So right. I think that's a big key. Because you also use the word internet to break different things. Yeah. So, obviously, the internet will break it because the consumer heard it first through the internet.
Right.
Because the artists give it to the internet first before they even give it to the tastemakers to nice it up.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever thought about that.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the problem. That's just, okay. That's an excuse.
Okay.
That's an excuse that if you were in court, you could probably beat a case with that excuse. You know what I'm saying? Because
mistrial?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit going, okay, this is what happened, Your Honor.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, like, okay, I get it, but that ain't the fact. Okay. The fact is that these motherfuckers is playing because what everybody else is telling them to play. They're making their job. They're not taking their job serious no more. They come there and it's like, okay, it's a list. When the last time a DJ went into the crates? You get what I'm saying? When the last time a DJ was a DJ? He's just playing. I got a whole list. Boom. You go to the club, he got his whole list. He going to play that whole song. His whole list is going to go from 30 minutes and then another set of people going to come in. It's song. That's what's going to happen. So unless unless a nigga come up to them and be like, yo, yo, you play my song? And then another new song coming. But I'm in the clubs. Right? Mm-hmm. Can't get it off. I'm outside. I'm
outside. I get it. So I also think discovery is key, right? So, and I'm going to use an example of me and you. Mm-hmm. I did not know that you had a new project coming out. I think it was a continuation mm-hmm. project, correct?
Deluxe.
Yeah, deluxe. That's what I mean. I'm using different terms, right? A deluxe. So it's discovery. So mm-hmm. when I use the word discovery, I follow you. Mm-hmm. You know, so I always check in from time to time what you're doing. So I heard, I was like, oh, Albion came out with an album. Let me listen to it.
Right.
You know, and I think I may have been a week off or 2 weeks off. I don't know when it came out when I reached out to you.
Right. Now you was on point.
Okay. So me saying that, it was discovery. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that maybe I'm just fortunate to have relationships where I can reach out to a person, because I did ask you, the first thing I said was, I like this song, Give It To Me Clean, mm-hmm. correct?
Right.
And you sent it clean.
Absolutely.
A lot of artists don't, oh, let me see if I can get it clean. And it's just like out the, you know.
Yeah.
You understand? So I just think that the relationship between artists and DJs needs to be a little bit tighter. But I think that a lot of artists may feel entitled. Mm-hmm. And when I use the word entitled, you're supposed to play my record. When and sometimes I get ridiculed for saying this, but relationships are key.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Because you know it's so hard for DJs to intake so many rappers. So many rappers now, mm-hmm. and once so many rappers, they come out with so many songs.
Yes.
So it's very hard to consume the music. Mm-hmm. But when you have relationships, because a person just looking at you may not know what type of music you do. Mm-hmm. So. Again, they may not know how to place your song in their rotation.
Okay.
You understand? So I know, you know, if I'm doing an R&B party, chances are I'm not going to play too much I'll Be Out. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I've but me discovering you, I know that you have some female friendly songs.
Yes.
You understand? So I'm not counting you out of, or I don't want this to go like I'm counting you out of.
Nah, I get what you're
saying. Okay, female friendly songs.
I'm following you.
You understand? So, but it's still relationships is key when it comes to the artists and DJs. Mm-hmm. In other regions, I do see that the artists treat their DJs a little bit more personable. Mm-hmm. And some people may say, well, I got to be personable with some people. But we live in a world where relationships are key.
Okay.
In anything. And I just think that maybe some artists may not feel like they don't need the DJ, and that's why they don't be personable or keep their relationships. Or maybe I'm saying something that you'd be like, man, fuck what you saying.
Nah, fuck with the DJ. It's the fact that how I look at this shit and what I came up into this shit is like I said, the DJs find the talent though, and you put a DJ know what's going on. Mm-hmm. He know what's hot. And he know what's not. That's what they do. So If this was the era, if this was the 2006 era, whereas though, like, I know times change.
Okay, I'm about to say, you can't say it's the 2006 era. We're in 2024. All right,
you just said this, right? Boom. This is the tri-state area. Mm-hmm. You clearly just said.
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Yeah, you just clearly just said, I'll be out, you the one that's carrying for Jersey. So you know that.
New Jersey.
You one of the biggest DJs in the tri-state mm-hmm. area, like, period. Why the fuck the other DJ, why Albie Al was not being played? You get what I'm saying? Whereas though, mm-hmm. if you know he's one of the biggest artists from the tri-state area, if you just mm-hmm. mentioned a tri-state that you know I'm the head of.
Got you. Understood.
Why the fuck, you
that,
feel
that
me?
Is a good, what they call that?
Combat.
A good, yeah, combat mm-hmm. also.
Yeah.
But again.
Like, y'all got Powerhouse coming to Jersey. To mm-hmm. Jersey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Albie Al's not even. Not one person said, oh, bring Albie Al out, like, who got their own set. Albie Al ain't perform. You think I can't fucking set? What? Jersey? Mm-hmm. You think that you serious?
That's valid. That's
like,
valid.
You get what I'm saying? Good not point. One time. And then they got a bunch of people on there that I know they don't even like. That they don't even listen to. You know what I'm saying? But they got, that's what the internet is fucking with.
But so
they
let me ask you a question again. Because I have to, like I said, uh-huh. to you, understanding is key.
Okay.
You understand?
Get him after this.
That's fine. Understanding is key. Yeah. It's relationships. So I'm using Powerhouse, right? By this time, people see this, Powerhouse will probably have happened. Uh-huh. But usually at big concerts for radio stations, a lot of times they'll use their local on-air talent to bring out artists of their choice. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, we have Gabe from On the Radar, mm-hmm. and then we have Spin King.
Right.
And he's from Jersey. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Yes.
Let's talk.
But I don't know how, y'all relationship.
You see him, my brother. Albiel's my brother. He know me since Lust. Am I really your brother, my nigga? Am I really your brother? Mm-hmm. You was fucking with me when y'all was giving me $500 to come into Lust. Mm-hmm. A place can't look at me for $500 these days. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna move for $500.
Understood.
My phone bill ain't $500. So it's like, that's what I mean by that. Whereas though, like, cause even with him, I even try to do business with him. Okay. Cause I'm like, oh, what niggas is doing? Like, what they paying the DJ? So I'm like, yo, what's up? Let me know how much it costs.
Nah, nobody paid. We don't want no money.
No payola.
No comment. But look, I'm being a real nigga about this shit. I'm just like, yo, I'm trying to get this shit moving because ain't nobody sitting in this studio after hours and hours away from their family, away from their people, away from their lady. You know what I'm saying? Where you going? Studio. Damn, it's Sunday. Studio. Cause the nigga really chasing this shit. Nigga really want this shit. So when you done with your product, you built your whole product up, you want to see that shit move. You want to see it work. So you think I'm going to keep being okay with motherfuckers feeling like my shit being ignored? Don't get it because the streets fucking with it. It's just the industry acting like they don't see it. So, and that's the problem because it's like I'm trying to put on for my state. I'm trying to put on for the tri-state, for the real niggas. Motherfuckers is vouching for me hard. And it's like I be feeling like it's being ignored, but you saying it's relationships. But when you see motherfuckers like that, they act like we got a relationship. So what type of relationship you want me to have? Kiss your ass? I ain't into that. But no, if you show me some love, I'm with that.
I would never tell a grown man to kiss another grown man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
ass.
What you mean so relationships.
When I use relationships, right?
It's a popularity contest.
It's the in crowd. In some cases,
I'm wearing my hat backwards over here. They got their shirts tucked in. Let's fuck with them.
So when I use the word... So me using that, right? I always use Jim Jones as an example when it comes to me, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes, and again, I guess it's opinionated because some people may feel like, why should I have to do these certain things? But mm-hmm. I always say relationships is key, and it goes both ways. So when I use the word both ways, if it's a DJ that you didn't know, that said, Albi, I want you to come pop up and perform for me. You may charge him out the ass. And if my relationship with you is good, you may say, just give me a couple dollars. You know, I can pay my driver, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. This.
Right.
So that's also relationships.
Wait,
me saying that to you.
So what is it? Sorry to interrupt, but so you're saying relationships. So what is it that an artist should do? Like, let's see. Top three things.
Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. So now Jim Jones.
I need this for the headline. Okay, you can't cut me off. I need this clean, okay, for my clips.
Okay.
What are the top three things that an artist should do?
I would have
to
think about that.
Oh,
though.
My God, you interrupt. Stop it. Cállate, ya. All right?
Yeah, but I can't answer your question.
You should because...
Yeah,
because
I'd have to sit and think about it.
Because you DJ self.
You shouldn't have to think about it. You should know,
what are the top
three things that artists should do in order to build a good relationship with a DJ. Just three things.
You can go to their shows,
mm-hmm. okay.
right? Pop out, and I would never tell an artist to go and spend, buy bottles and throw money if it's a strip club and stuff like that. To me, I would never tell an artist to do that.
Right.
I would the money that you threw on the stripper, I'd rather you spend it on ads for your stuff,
yeah.
your music. That's just me per se.
Those are two good points.
You understand? That's
points.
Just me. Mm-hmm. Also. Just keep in contact. So me using Jim Jones as an example, me and Jim speak, and sometimes it don't even necessarily have to be about music. Mm-hmm. You understand? And he could be finessing me.
Right.
You understand? Yo, how you feel about the i8 BMW, da, da, da. Like, I don't know about cars, but he don't know about cars. But mm-hmm. let me just include him in here.
Yeah.
So because I always tell people certain small little things is super, super key.
Right.
Connie Diamond came to the club around with me one time, and she was with her manager, and I made her go say hello to the DJ. She went straight to her section, sat down, mm-hmm. and I told her, I said, you always, any artist I ever had, go say hi to the DJ first.
Yeah.
Because that little hello, that DJ that meant the world to me, even if it's the open up DJ, whatever, that means the world to him because someone recognized me. You understand what I'm saying? Because most DJ booths in New York or whatever, it's tucked away in the corner.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Absolutely. So it's like, you don't care. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just recognizing also. You understand? I know you're like, I won't hear that shit.
No, I can tell.
No, but that's valid. Those are valid things.
I feel like, right? So we're basically saying the DJs is like the rappers, the new bad bitches.
I don't want to use the word bad bitches because, again, I think you're taking what I'm saying to you lightly.
It's a sensitive situation. It's like, oh, why he didn't speak to me?
But you know what? It's not just DJs. It's the music industry in general.
I know.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
Because you using the word of why he didn't speak to me. I'm not saying. And what I'm saying is that hello, right? That hello is key.
Yeah.
You know, because again, when you speak to someone, then that makes that person go extra hard.
You know what's funny about that? Okay, let's get that. I feel that. You absolutely right.
And it's not just DJs, it's media too.
I went on a club run and I spoke to all the DJs, show love to the DJs. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, the funny part about that shit is, it's still, they only gonna play the music when I'm in that
when
club.
When you're there. I get what you're saying.
And that's the situation when Bossman D-Lo never even been in this motherfucking club and they can't stop playing his shit. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand it's hot, nigga, fire. He on fire right now. He can't miss. But I'm just saying, did he fucking say hi to you? You know what I'm saying? And then everybody go, Albie, send a clean version. Albie, send me the record. Did Bossman D-Lo see you that
when
record?
When I ask you, well, let me tell you this. I'll be honest with you.
But once he's not hot, they're not going to play his shit.
But let me say this. Let me tell you this. Bossman D-Lo, he has sent me.
Yourself, bro.
But I'm just giving you an example.
I like how you stick it up for DJs. He wearing a DJ cape right now.
Yourself,
cuz.
But I'm being honest. There are the successful artists do send those cleans and send those records to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using, the reason why I'm using Jim as an example is because he's from our town. If I show you, I'll show you our last text message,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you asked a question,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
You asked a question. His last text message, this is today, I don't know what time, 5 or whatever, 3 o'clock. He sent me his song, Dirty and Clean.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jim sending it himself.
Right, right.
So there are artists that do that.
Yeah.
And those are the artists that, to me, have longevity and successful.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what she just said. Bossman D-Lo is hot now.
Mm-hmm.
Once he cool off, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he don't have those relationships,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So I'm just saying sometimes we may have to pull off our cool just to build relationships.
Okay.
This is just, you know, again,
yeah.
I think that we as men, we probably have so much pride that we feel like we shouldn't have to do certain things.
I think that's the DJs though. I don't got no problem having mm-hmm. being cool. And I, like I said, I know the rules. I know when I come in the club, say what's up to the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck who there. Like mm-hmm. what I say what's up to the smallest DJ. Mm-hmm. So what you saying, you giving right advice that I mm-hmm. already done took, that I've been doing for years.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is that what I'm saying is like, show me love when I ain't there too. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Because if
you're a DJ, if it's hot, play the shit.
It's that simple.
Like when the last, like I for instance, right? If you listen to Albie Al music, you really listen to my music, I'm by far one of the most consistent making albums, catalog rappers that we got left definitely in this tri-state. I listen to music. I'm not no hater. I tap in the nigga shit. Whereas though, you listen to the album, the biggest artist, he probably got like, he got 12 songs on that motherfucker, 15 songs on that motherfucker, 4 songs we rocking with.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the shit is skip, 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 skip. No, nigga, you pop my shit in, that shit gonna go. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna go. It ain't gonna be no dud. What I'm saying though is like, it's great music. So if you a DJ, tap into this shit, let me know. Like you really, like you fucked me up when you hit me up and you was like, yo, Al, send me this. When you said this, then a dirt, this is how I knew you really was tapped in, because I didn't post that clip on my Instagram. The party won it. We had him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't post that on my Instagram. I'm like, yo, this nigga really listened to the song.
No, listen, yes, you get what I'm saying? Listen, yes.
And that's the last verse. second verse, I'm like, oh, nah, he did his own. That's my boy.
Nah, listen, I listened to the music. You know what I'm saying? I didn't find out from. Yeah. I don't. But just not for me to big me up. I'm trying to help have conversation.
Nah, absolutely.
You understand? But I, yes, I did. I listened to you.
Yeah.
You understand? And you know, it was a part in time where I fell out of connection with your music, yeah. And then I think I told you I had a cousin, a close cousin of mine that came home,
right,
and he just kept playing. I'm just like, who the fuck is this? He says, Albie. I said, no way. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm just like, so then ever since then, I said, damn, this nigga is really nice.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So again, I do listen. And you know, once I see, oh, it's an Albie project, I listen because I do feel like you are a good artist.
Right.
But again, this is just me because maybe every DJ don't do their due diligence because some people they play music, they're not a DJ.
Right.
You understand? So sometimes you may confuse what a person playing music as far as a person being a DJ.
Yeah.
Also, I'm still going back to relationships. Now, if I feel like that's fucked up. If you have a relationship with a DJ or a blog site or media, whatever, and they don't, you know, and they don't show love on both ways, I do think that's fucked up.
So you think it's fucked up if I show my teeth?
Venus,
a reaction is a reaction.
Well, show your teeth. Meaning, I did hear you say, "Yo, niggas can't come to Jersey."
I could do that. I promise you, on everything I love, I could stop anybody from coming to Jersey.
I
promise you.
I get that, but
anybody. I'm talking about. I will stop anybody, bag, whatever. I can do that, and I don't. And I could be in Mexico.
I get that,
I get that. Me? That's the thing what bothers me with the industry and this game that we in, right? Everybody's like, oh, Albie, he's like this, he's like that. But I not one time in this game that I'm in showed my teeth. I never came at a DJ disrespectfully. Mm-hmm. I never came at an artist disrespectfully because I like to keep my enemies where they at. My situation is where I'm from. I got problems there. It's going to stay there. I don't like making new enemies. Mm-hmm. So I come in the industry with respect and all of that shit. But in their mind, they like what they heard about me. Like, nah, Albie be tripping. So now I'm like, you know what? I've been cool for all this long. And y'all still treating me like I be tripping when I never did nothing to none of y'all. Now I'm going to show y'all how I trip. Because it's like, y'all stopping my shit. Y'all coming to collect bags of my shit. Y'all ain't even helping me get mine right.
Let me ask you a question. And I heard, I forgot what rapper said.
I know you on his side.
I like him.
I heard a rapper say this, right? Do you ever think maybe it's just not your time yet?
It's been my time. It's got to be my time. You just said it yourself. Jersey, who they got?
I'm just asking.
Ain't no way in hell a DJ sitting there doing a big ass concert. He got a stage and he's like, okay, I'm in Jersey. I'm a, like for instance, whenever somebody's in Brooklyn and they did the Barclay bring, don't they bring somebody out from Brooklyn?
Okay.
Yeah, that's valid.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and then it's like, come on, bro. That's all. It's about respect, like you just said, relationships.
I agree. Both ways. I agree.
I'm just trying to put my state on where to a point where we all get eat, everybody getting money, and it ain't just me. I'm talking about if I go higher than higher and higher, that's going to open the door for my whole state, whereas though our club's going to be bigger. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, this is Jersey anyway, too.
What's up, sis? Love you. You all ready?
Text me back. Jersey.
I will say, though, listen, because I like to get petty, too, and I understand the respect factor, like, same page, but I'll say that the reason why I would be against it for you is because you said it yourself when you came in. You got cars, you live in a good neighborhood, you got your jewelry, your family's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that comes from not fighting fire with fire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not stopping no one's bag. You're on your own path. So the karma is coming back to you in that respect. If you come out of character and you do that, situations might change. So that's the only reason why I say stay on your path and just don't even engage. Like, if it's not positive, don't engage and keep it moving because you have been blessed in other aspects.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I do
He
too.
Don't believe in karma, that's why. You disagree?
I disagree too, man.
Sometimes you gotta show your fangs.
Yeah.
If that ain't been working for him, you show his fangs, it might work.
Yeah.
That cool shit ain't.
Nice guy finished last, man.
He is Jersey, so he should be on stage in Jersey.
And that's a Jersey attitude anyway, bro. It's like we keeping it too calm. I don't like how they do our state. Like, we ain't got the legends, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? New York got heavy legends. We got legends, too, bro. You feel me? Fuck you mean? Whitney Houston come from Jersey. Like, stop playing with this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Icons, Shaq come from Jersey. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like we ain't everybody. A lot of people feel like this. And I'm just like, I'm the voice. Like I said, I could be the sacrifice. That shit might fuck up my relationships with certain people. But I'm like, man, it might open the door for my whole state, though. Like, fuck it. It's going to be what it's going to be. This hopefully, when whoever come behind me, they understand what I did and show homage. You feel me? Because, you know what I mean? I can't do this shit forever. You feel me? My name going to ring forever, though.
Well, wait, hold on. Real quick. So, speaking of Jersey music, I wanted to ask you, because that Jersey club music has been making waves in music, right? Like, people have been jacking that style.
Yeah, heavy.
So, how do you feel about that? And how do you feel about certain people that are jacking that style that are not may not necessarily be paying it forward and reaching out to Jersey artists to feature them?
I just feel like this show a little love with this shit. Mm-hmm. However you do with this shit, whatever you did with it, you did with it. It's like freestyling on somebody else's beat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You freestyle on somebody else's beat, you're going to bring your style to it. You know what I mean? You're going to do what you do. So I'm not mad at that shit. You know what I mean? You just got to keep grinding. Like, especially if you're from Jersey, you can't be mad at this shit. You know what I mean? That's something that you created. It's right. A sound that we created. That's our shit. And it just spread it. It grew on other people. You know what I mean? You can't be mad at that shit. Like the drill scene. Like, motherfuckers, right. That's like us being mad at the drill scene. Like, you got the UK drill that came all the way over here, mm-hmm. hit New York. And then New York, it spread it. You feel me? It's wildfire. Mm-hmm. So you just got to respect that's hip-hop. It spreads.
But are you okay with people not necessarily reaching out to Jersey artists and, like, featuring them on their tracks, even though they have that sound?
Oh, yeah. I don't like that at all. You got to just show love to Jersey. Like, show love to the state, man. Just pay homage, man. It's all. Just respect them. I fuck with that right there. People don't do that, though. It's like, we the land of the lost. You know what I'm saying? We the land of the lost, man. The hidden barrel, that they like to say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Know what I mean?
I mean, not like Staten. You get more respect in Staten Island, though.
No. Because we got our own state. You feel me? But it's like we so close to New York. You know what I'm saying? We all wear Timbs. We all wear Sports. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It'd be the same shit.
Nah, well, you can tell a Jersey nigga.
Yeah, you can tell a Jersey nigga. You can. And you gotta be from here to know that. Like, New York nigga know, nah, he from Jersey. You feel me? Yeah. And we know, like, nah, that nigga from New York. But somebody from down south, they be like, oh, where you from? Like. It's a big difference. Yeah. It's a big difference. Trust me. Word up.
So let me ask. I'm going back because I do want to maybe help you or maybe help another artist.
Right.
The position that you take, when I first started DJing, I had that position too. I felt like I was nice. Mm-hmm. I'm nicer than these people, all these people doing this, da-da-da. And they doing these parties and Jay-Z album release party and this movie release party, right? And this was before I was on radio. These radio DJs not better than me, different things like that.
Right.
My approach was, I'm just going to throw my own parties and make it pop and show everybody that I'm hot. Mm-hmm. Do you ever thought about just keep doing your own events, your own concerts, mm-hmm. your own different things like that? Because then that's how people discover you that haven't discovered you yet.
Yeah, I do that though. I be on tour.
Listen, what I'm saying is again, right? On tour is a little bit different. On tour is a little bit as someone giving you money to do something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may have to give. You know, I'm maybe using the wrong word about samples, but you may have to show people what you can do in your borough, or I mean in your state, in your town. I don't know what they call those. They call those towns or counties.
Towns.
Okay.
Right? I don't know.
Well, it depends if you're doing Essex County.
What would Newark be called? A town or a city?
It's a city.
And then what would Elizabeth be called? A city too?
City too, yeah.
Okay, cool. A city. I'm sorry. In your cities. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So I just feel that maybe you should throw like an Albie Isle concert, but you and your people's it's throwing an Albie Island Friends.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then stream it and show it to show people that you are worth something.
Yeah. That you seen that Comeback Outside video? That was an Albie Island Friends concert. The police shut that shit down.
I heard about it.
It's
a difference. It's a difference when
back to school drive.
I got you.
I wanted to talk about that later on down the line.
It's a difference when you throw a concert or a ticketed concert, mm-hmm. right, where people come and pay. I get it. I'm with you. I'm just trying to troubleshoot.
Okay.
I don't like no artists feeling like fuck the DJs. Mm-hmm. I hate that. That's just me per se, because I feel like a conversation is key.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, and then with most DJs, we only got an hour, 2 hours to crunch in a whole bunch of music. Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. They're all y'all crunching in the same music. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. You understand? I personally try to, you know, dibble and dabble outside of the box. And that's because I guess I'm an older, experienced DJ.
Right.
You understand? But again, I think that awareness is key. Maybe some of the DJs are not aware of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as an artist, you just got to find a way to make people aware of what you're doing. If we're using Boss Man D-Lo, Boss Man D-Lo was hot in his region, which is Florida, way before he came to New York. Mm-hmm. So it took some time for the music to spread. The reason I personally feel like his music spreaded here is because we from up north always go down south and then come back here and import their style or whatever, blah, 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 mm-hmm. which it doesn't go vice versa. You know, people don't come up here and be like, oh, this was, you know, not musically wise.
Yeah, because
maybe I'll dress in and shit like that, but not musically wise. Mm-hmm. So it's just discovery.
Right.
I know you don't want to hear it, no, but I'm going to keep drilling it.
I'm listening all the way. Okay. See, that even that's a problem, though. That's okay. A problem, right? Check this out. This is why that's a problem.
It's because you said drilling it.
Why well, I say in the button? Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Drilling. That's cool. Okay.
I didn't do the drill. I didn't do that part. I didn't do that.
You're drilling it.
I didn't do this. Though. I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Sorry.
Hey, that's another problem right there. My opinion is because the fact that, like you said, we go down there. If I go to Atlanta for 3 days, I'm gonna come back with a song that gonna be on fire in 3 months up here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people vacation up this way all the time. You know what I'm saying? So. When they come up here, they need to be put on our type of music, too.
You don't think that drill came down to or sexy drill?
Oh, sexy drill, most definitely.
So it is a little bit vice. It is a little bit. I'm seeing Cash Cobain, you know, and I'm using him. Yeah. Or the what they call them, Slizzies? Slizzies.
That's the only song when I was down south from Jersey that you heard from up top.
Up top, mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But that ain't the only nigga making music up top. Mm-hmm. My point. You get what I'm saying? And that's where the rappers up here go get fooled.
Well, could it be that you comparing, and I'm using the South and up North, you comparing a bunch, a collective of states to one or two states? Because if I'm you saying you was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and we're saying Boss Man D-Lo. Boss Man D-Lo's from Florida.
Yeah, I was in Florida too.
You understand? So me saying that to you is, you know, it's just a bunch of music coming from the South, and we just say that we think that from being up top, all that is the same shit, but it's not.
No, of course not.
You understand? So it's the same thing as if we had collective, you know, Meek Mill was you know, popular, you know, Meek Mill is from up north.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I'm trying to, you know, A Boogie, mm-hmm. is from up north.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these artists, they have transcended, you know, outside of just the up north region.
Absolutely.
So I again, circling back, I still want to go back to the relationship.
Oh my God. Yo, I think y'all going to have to agree to disagree.
No. I agree with him. Oh, I 100%. Okay. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
All I'm saying is show me love when I ain't there. Every DJ, I just shook every DJ hand that we got.
And kissed babies.
You know what I'm saying?
But let me ask you a question. Did you make sure that they have your song?
Not my new shit, no.
Well, I think that could be a start.
I know. Okay, we can start there, right? But that shit gets me so mad because it's like...
But you don't have to do it. That's why you have a team, right?
It's like...
Your team, yeah, this Rollo, I'm just using the name.
I get what you're saying.
Rollo, you in charge of sending out the music when it come out.
Yeah.
Rollo, collect every DJ, Instagram, email, blah, blah, blah. Rollo, you send out the music.
Yeah.
You understand? Such and such, you do the Instagram post. Blah, blah, blah. It was his birthday. Let me say happy birthday to him. Blah, blah, blah. And again, me as a DJ, I have to do that too with artists and different DJs. I've had artists, right? I've had artists where I'm hanging around DJs and they don't play my artist's music or anything like that neither.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, my first approach isn't to be upset, because sometimes me as a DJ, people think that DJs is just DJ all day. Uh-huh. You understand? I like getting bitches too. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm on the phone trying to bag a bitch like you. You yeah. understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm trying to whatever, do whatever, you know, whatever a normal person do in the day.
Yeah.
You understand? So I don't, you know, all DJs don't sit in front of the computer discovering music all day. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, mm-hmm. you know, we humans. We humans like you.
All right, so okay. Answer the question then.
I can't wait.
How do you get this music? What makes you think, okay, how do you add this song to your list?
You talk about a DJ?
Yeah.
There are various ways. One way is using the word discovery. Mm-hmm. Discovery is I'm sitting in front of the my TV watching YouTube. I might type in 2 Chainz. After 2 Chainz come on, I'll be out. Come on. Oh shit, that shit is hot. I forgot this guy's name. That's how I discovered this guy. It's called Type of Nigga. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Nino Breeze or something like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him from a can of paint, mm-hmm. but I was watching somebody and it came on afterwards. Mm-hmm. Right. And I said, oh snap, this shit is hot. Mm-hmm. Let me download it. You understand? Let me see if people like it, blah, blah, blah. That's one way. Mm-hmm. Another way of, is you sending it to a person. Mm-hmm. Another way is getting your music to, record pools. Right,
but how do you get that song in your computer? As far as you, like, I'm playing this when I go to the club tonight.
Somebody has to send it to me, or you could download it from YouTube. I'm telling you how you get it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I know how you get it. Okay, I'm talking about okay. You got this list right here, but
yeah, what you mean by
every
list?
Every DJ got what this you mean song.
By list? So like, what's the determining factor?
Yeah, well, like every DJ got this song in their computer. Why? You get what I'm saying? Like, how do you become that song?
Well, I just gave you a couple. I gave you some examples. I said discovery.
Okay.
That's what I just said. Discovery, right?
That wasn't enough, though, right there. Discovery. Because I would say discovery is awareness.
Awareness,
right?
Yes. That's right? What I said. Uh-huh.
So then every DJ follows me. How they didn't discover that? I just dropped the fucking album.
Well, let me say this, right?
That I just dropped. I just dropped the song with Jadakiss and Freeway.
And Benny the Butcher. Yeah, see, I know that.
So which I want to get into. Come on, can y'all rap this DJ? I got questions.
Like, for real, though. It's just like, that's iconic for hip-hop. That's mm-hmm. that's legendary. You got, you know what I mean? That's, man, regardless of what, I'm going down as one of them guys. Mm-hmm. Benny the Butcher going down as one of them guys. Kiss and Freeway are already one of them guys. Mm-hmm. So that, if that's like, that's to me, that's like Reservoir Dogs, bro. It's a whole story mm-hmm. behind that, how that record was created. And
I was going to talk about that. Then I'll go back to the DJ thing.
So yeah.
How was that created?
Let me tell you how that was created. Nah, that shit was like it was a legendary situation where though like I said, you know, I went deluxe on my album or whatever. So when I dropped my first half of my album, mm-hmm. I call it like side A, side B. When I dropped side A, basically, that song was picking up mad attention. Mm-hmm. I post a clip of it on Instagram, went viral. Everybody was fucking with it. So I'm like, yo, I should do a remix to this. Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell Freeway, Kiss, or Benny who
that somebody
was
gonna be on it.
That was gonna be on this shit. I'm just like, yo, da-da-da, I need y'all on this shit. Now you know in the era we in right now, motherfuckers giving you 12 bars. Mm-hmm. You feel me? They giving you 12 bars now, whatever. So I sent it to them with my shit, my 12 bars, and the hook on it, send it back. Every one of them, without me telling them, gave me 24 bars. Mm-hmm. You feel me? 24 bars because it was just the fact that it was so hard. Mm-hmm. It was so street. It challenged them. Mm-hmm. As artists, as rappers, that we rapping. Yes. So it's like, you gotta be a rapper and really know music to understand that that was a battle within itself where it's like, nah, I can't just stop now. I gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. So how they all give me 24 without even asking? Mm-hmm. So that just motivated me too. So it's like, damn, I had motherfuckers going. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I had motherfuckers going. So when the song came together, they didn't even know. You feel me? So mm-hmm. when I'm like, yo, here, check it out. It was, they all lost their fucking mind. Mm-hmm. Didn't believe that everybody was on that shit. You feel me?
No, that shit was good. It was very good. I like Benny joint. Jada did good. Jada did Jada. Mm-hmm. Benny did exceptionally well. Jada did what I expected Jada to do. You yeah. understand? He didn't disappoint me, but I really was feeling Benny's verse.
I was feeling Free part. I was feeling Free heavy. Free gave him that pain. I'm a pain type of nigga. Shit that could go late too. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But every one of them did they dang though. Finney was popping it. Kiss was being kissed, like you said, he was popping it. Man, I just was honored to have motherfuckers like, you know what I mean? It was a competition.
Mm-hmm. Up. But how did that come about? Because the last time you were here, I remember you saying that you don't like to ask people for features. Like features was not your thing. And then all of a sudden, this song obviously is a great song. And you have like lyrically enhanced like rappers. Like what made you be like, fuck it, I'm gonna get a feature. Fuck it.
Yeah, you know, like the same thing. I still didn't ask. It was just, I don't know, it was just with me, whereas though like my networking game is trash. Like,
but this is what I'm trying to help you with right now. You see?
Wait, no, look, please.
I
wait,
gave
wait,
him some food.
Wait,
so,
I'm trying to help you.
Wait,
you understand?
I want my answer. Wait, like, yo. Wait.
I'm trying to help you.
That is valid, but I just want to know what thing. How did this
I'm
happen?
I'm trying to help you.
Wait, I just want to know how this happened. Yeah, go back to your stuff.
My network game trash because I don't know, man. I'm just really too real for this shit, bro. I'm really in, bro, and the way these rappers move, bro, the way these rappers, DJs move, bro, I be like, yo, I gotta chill if I really do something to one of these niggas, because I don't like being played with, whereas though, like, it's mad shit that come with that shit, whereas though, like, bro, you see your phone, bro. Everybody got their phone in.
Right.
Don't have me text your phone and you act like I ain't just text your phone, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, I was busy. You wasn't that busy, my nigga. You ain't that busy, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck, especially for me, I'm important. I'm here. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, hit me back. You know what I'm saying? Now when I see you, you gonna be like, yo, yeah, like, nah, bro, I'm feeling the way. So I gotta control myself.
Rightfully so.
And then my niggas, I'm with them guys. Like, I'm already venting to them. They're like, yo, what happened with such and such? I did it with such. You know what I mean? So now when I'm out with my boys and they see this, what we doing? I'm like, yo, nah, we can't. I don't want the industry to look at me like that. So that been me. For the past 2 years, I've been out of jail. Mm-hmm. Nah, I ain't. But now I stopped doing that.
2 years.
I ain't doing that no more. I'm not. You know what I mean? But yeah, but like I said.
But how? So and that was the same shit you said last time. So how did you come out of that and get this going?
I had walked the fighter out at a boxing match, and Freeway was there. I seen Free, and it was honor. Like it was like he seen me. And he was just like, yo, man, I'm a big fan of yours. Like you go hard. We gotta get one in. I'm like, wow. Like, you feel me? Like, I couldn't be all like, but I'm just like, nigga, I used to go up to school banging you. Like, Freeway album, the first album I ever bought. You get what I'm saying?
The first one.
Yeah. That's the first album I ever bought.
I want to also
Philadelphia
big up Freeway's first album. I think he got like the shitty end of the stick of that album because his album came out the same time 50's album came out.
Oh, yeah?
So it kind of got overshadowed.
Damn.
Because I think Freeway had no skips on
no
that first
skip.
Album.
No
Even
skips.
That was a good album. Do,
you know what I'm saying? He had no skips. It's just that, I don't know if y'all know, that him and 50 came out the same time. So it was like the overshadow of 50 kind of like fucked up his album.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, the album hard. That was the first album. I bought a real album. Everything else was bootleg before that. That was first. You know what I'm saying? Benny hit me in my DM and he told me he wanted to work with me. So it was just like perfect timing. Like, who else I can hear on this shit? I'm like, yo, I got something for you. So that's how it went with me and Benny. We was already like texting. You feel me? Like trying to figure something out. Even when I was in jail, he posted that I jumped on one of my albums. Kiss, I met Kiss at Millie's concert. Millie's brought me out at one of his concerts.
Okay.
And Kiss, soon as Kiss seen me, he was just like, man, I fuck with you, man. You hard. We gotta get one. I'm just like same shit. Like, yo, what the fuck? And I was just holding that shit till it was time. And I just let it go. Hey, y'all got something for you. Pop your shit. And it was crazy because he was sitting on it for a minute.
That's not Paul.
He said pause under his breath.
Oh, shit.
You gotta say it louder because he's over here.
I'm gonna let him talk.
Nah. Hold on, damn. Let me rewind that.
You had it in the tuck.
I had it in the tuck. Yeah, I had it in the tuck.
I had it in the tuck. You know what I mean? And Kiss was like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, and he was fucking with it hard. He was,
He said it again.
No.
Listen, that's the Harlem.
Okay, okay.
Let's get out of there, yo.
But okay, so you gave it a kiss. Pause.
No boss
delivered, I know, but I still feel like, you know, I'm trying to follow the rules.
Okay.
So you delivered it to Kiss, and then what happened?
He was like, I know you're waiting on it. He said, I can't rush this one. It's crazy. He said, I want to give you, I can't stop at 16. He said, I can't stop at 16. it's too crazy. And he just kept going. I mean, I'm like, well, I bet, say no more. I'm like, do you mind if I stop? Do I got to stop at 16? Hell no, nigga, you could go the whole song. You kiss.
Go 34.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Wear it up. So that's how that went. And the rest is history, man. You know what I mean? I got, that's one of my favorite records I ever did. And this, it's the story behind it is making it so special to me. You know what I mean? Mm. Wear it up.
Is there any other Jersey artists you fuck with?
I fuck with everything coming out of Jersey. As long as I ain't beefing with them. Nah, but now I ain't beefing.
Who you beefing with? Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, ain't nobody really trying to get hurt out there, fucking with me. But I fuck with a lot of people. I fuck with Lil D Rose going crazy. I fuck with Flea. It's a lot of North artists that's going crazy. Flea, Torch, 90 Racks. It's a lot of them drill rappers. Like that's the wave that they on right now. They got it right now. I'm fucking with them.
That joint you got with Leaf is crazy. Is Leaf supposed to be getting out soon? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I fuck with Leaf though. Leaf be popping it. Leaf go crazy. I fuck with Leaf, bro. Yeah. Shout out to everybody from Jersey doing anything though. Everybody.
I gotta tap into Jersey a little more.
Pause. So tell us about the name of the Deluxe Cuba. Like you gave yourself that name though, right?
Cobra from Planet Cobra.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I know. I don't watch Planet of the Apes. I'm not like a sci-fi person.
Nah, you gotta watch
sci-fi.
That.
That's one of the biggest movies.
Yeah, but it's still like sci-fi. Like,
for like
10
years. Yeah. Like something like that. Yeah. Hello?
Ooh, that's not my thing.
Okay.
You gotta get into that one.
All right, but because of you, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, so like one of my biggest albums that I dropped is called Cobra. It was like, you know what I mean? It's classic. Everybody rocking with it. So I was just going through a lot when I made that album. So around that time, like I've been noticing when I was in the studio, like that energy kind of came back. Like a lot of like negative, a lot of things was happening in my life and my music was turning into that again. So I named the album Cobra's Coming. Like I didn't call it Part 2 because I wasn't there yet, but it was on the way. So the energy was coming. Like if you listen to the album. So after that album, Cobra 2 gonna come. And a lot of my fans are excited about that. So that's what it was. So Cobra Coming is just basically a warning shot. And if they think that's a warning shot, imagine how Cobra 2 gonna be. You feel me? Right.
You also posted a clip of your daughter rapping.
She dope, right? And
like,
are you mama?
So you're okay with your children, like your daughter following in your footsteps? Because some rappers be like, no, I don't want my kids in the industry.
Nah, my daughter, she thorough, man. She like, she got me in her and she a superstar. You can't deny it. Like, I'll be a fool. It's like, you ever seen a movie? Like, remember Sister Act when Lauryn Hill moms ain't want to sing?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. I never saw Sister Act, girl.
What? You talking about Planet of the Apes. You never seen Sister Act?
I only saw the clips where we like, brand new day or whatever that's
Happy called. Day. Oh, whatever, my God.
What? He said brand new day.
Whatever. Yeah, that's the only thing I, you know.
That's a church song, bro. Happy Day. You said brand new.
Of course, he doesn't know what church song. You're talking to DJ Self.
No, I'm not a church going person.
You believe in God, don't you?
Yes, 100%. Wow. But I don't believe that you have to go to a church.
Of course.
To worship.
Now, you understand that.
No, I agree.
Church could be any home, your home. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But yeah, like in Sister Act.
Okay, in Sister Act.
Uh-huh. Lauryn Hill was the main character. She was a singer, and her mother wasn't letting her, like,
Sing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't believe in her. You know what I'm saying? Was like, no, that's, you're not going to do that. You're going to do this. I could never be one of them parents. I see the star. And like, my daughter going to be a star. I can feel it. I can see it. It got it in her. It's in her. So I'm not going to stop her. I'm not going to clip her wings. I'm going to push her and motivate her to it. Like, yo, why you want to do? Man, she write her own music. I'm like, damn, you dope. You feel me? Like, and she's like, Dad, what you think about this? I'm like, nah, it's fire. You know what I mean? So I could see her in the future, like, really, like, running this industry game for real. Being way bigger than me, I can see that. I believe in her that much.
What advice would you give her, like if she wanted to step in the industry? What would you tell her to do, and what would you tell her not to do?
I would tell her, this don't think everybody's your friend in this shit. Mm. They ain't your friends, man. They are your coworkers. You know what I mean? Mm. You don't like everybody at your workspace,
right?
You know what
just
I mean?
Had a conversation with somebody about that too.
You did.
Word up. You don't like 100%. Everybody at your workspace. So they're your coworkers, man. Get what you can get out of that. Go in there, do your job and go home. You know what I mean? Do your job and go home. That's it. Get what you gotta get your paycheck and go.
Right.
Straight like that. Mm. That's what I was about to say. That.
Is anybody else you want to do any records with?
As far as like from where? Like what genre? Here.
New York.
New York? I want to get on a song. I think Fab's scared to get on a track with me or something, man. I want to fuck with Fab. I want to go bar for bar with Fab. I fuck with Fab. I always fuck with Fab. I'm like, I like the legends, man. Like, nobody. Oh, Styles P, all day. I gotta get one with him. I gotta get one with him. And I gotta get 50, 52. Like, all the legends, man. I gotta get one with them. Word up. But Young, who I'm fucking with Young coming up, right, man? I seen him. Oh, I fuck with Cash Cobain. He going crazy. They whole swag, I fuck with that shit. But I don't know if I'm too gritty for that.
I think that might be, a nice little combination.
Yeah, a little too gritty for that.
Not necessarily, because sometimes you want that beat where you could party, but you also want like the raw lyrics. So you might, got to do something like that.
No. I done tried all of that shit. Like, because I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? So I swing wherever my heart takes me, because I like the party, so I could do a party song. I've been in love, I could do a love song. Like, my music goes everywhere, but I know where I'm strong at now.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know where I'm strong at now, and I'm not stepping out my lane. Where my lane is at, is what's going. That's what my fans love, because when you step out your lane, they start looking at you crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh shit, you fell off. So that's why I had to come back with this new album. That's what they wanted. So now they're like, nah, he's back. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you've been home for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So what steps have you taken in order to like make sure like you stay the course, you don't get distracted?
I just DJ
in Jersey.
Not beating up the DJs.
This nigga with the DJs.
Y'all on the opposing team. You tell him to show his face. You're like, no, be nice. But what steps have you taken in order to make sure?
Self-discipline. I've been self-disciplined. You know what I mean?
What does that entail, though?
I'm about to explain it. It's like the things that, when I don't like to pop out unless I'm on a flyer. It got to make sense. I mean, to go anywhere. I don't like this. Sometimes I do it and I be mad at myself when I do that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a human, I malfunction.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like to party sometimes, but I hate when I do it though. But my self-discipline is so strong. Like, I'm my projects where I'm from, like I love it. It's addictive. When I go down there, I'll be stuck down there because it's just like everybody, and it's just like, but I just know I'm off that level now. Like, I beat that level. I beat that board. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I can't do nothing. Like, I go down there and just show them the motivation. You know what I mean? Like, I come down there with all my jewelry on. It ain't a flex or nothing. It's just like, yeah, I'm one of y'all. I could do the same shit. You feel me? Like, because we ain't never seen nobody coming up where I'm from. We ain't never see it. Somebody was like, oh, damn, like, that's a star. Like, I ain't never seen. So a nigga that's on TV, none of that shit. Never came to our neighborhood. I started with the Dope Boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to be like that. The Dope Boys had the cars, the Dope Boys had the girls, you know what I mean? So now they see me, and it's just like, I just try to change the narrative of that and show the kids, like, nah, you can make it out. So my discipline, it's just self-discipline. It's just like, for me, just to sit in the house sometimes or just be in the studio. Instead of going to the club, instead of going, being on the block, all that shit, like, nah, hell no. I just would be in the studio and I had to chill with a bitch or some shit. Like, I ain't mean, bitches keep you out of trouble, bro. I mean, they keep you out of trouble. They put you in
different trouble.
They put you in different trouble, though.
Different trouble, man.
When it gets sour, then they probably get you in real trouble. Yeah.
No, because a real one wouldn't even do that.
And everybody start off real.
No, that's not true.
Right? Everything seems real in the beginning.
Not everyone. Like, not everyone.
Then the next thing you know, she coming crazy. Like, hell no, I can't do that.
Do you still have a deal with Empire?
Hell yeah. No, that was my last album, Empire.
Okay.
The one I just dropped. Yeah, they trying to sign me back though, but I'm trying to weigh my options and see what else out there. But my loyalty is with them because they the first ones that really like took a chance on me. Like Gazi, he really like believed in me when nobody was trying to sign me, saying I'm a bad investment and all of that shit. He risked it and basically he really changed my life with this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my loyalty is with him, and he want to keep me there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm still gonna like tap around and understand that it's business. Murdered up.
Empire, get that money up.
Yeah, they ain't got no problem giving that money up.
What you feel is next for Al B. Al? And that's just for the camera.
Oh, movies and shit. Mm. I got something coming up. They're going to see me on TV. That's really exciting. I can't speak on it.
Wait,
right now.
You can't say nothing?
I can't say nothing yet, but they're going to see me.
I want to. You know what? I'm gonna. What you call it? I'm gonna throw an I'll Be Out concert. I'm gonna. You put me in touch. I want to do it the right way. You put me in touch with the manager, and I'm gonna find a place in Jersey, and I'm gonna put an I'll Be Out concert
and
together.
I'll Be Out with friends. I'm telling you, I'm gonna do that shit too. Matter of fact, we're gonna
do
it together.
First.
No, we're gonna do it together.
Oh, y'all should do it for Christmas.
We're gonna do it together.
We should do like a Christmas jam. Like a Christmas jam.
Oh, end of the year jam or some shit. Christmas
jam.
Yeah.
In between Christmas and New Year's Eve, maybe?
Yeah, we're gonna sell that bitch out.
So we could wear our glitter.
Fire.
Little gold or silver.
That's what I want to do.
Have some badass elves in there.
That's what I want to do. Headline. You headlining too.
Okay, you can do the elves.
Too. I always got to think about some shit like that. You know, stuff like that shit too. Look.
Of course.
Headline it.
Yo, you know who I can hear you on something with? You ever fuck with the kid, Odas Rider?
Oh, yeah. That's my dog. That Philly nigga, tough. Right?
Yeah.
That's my dog. Word up. Hell, we had a show together out there in Massachusetts before. Word up, he's solid too. Fuck with him. Word up. I fuck with bro. He know his love on his side. Stand up kid. Fuck with him.
I also wanted to ask, do you have another question?
No. Sure.
I wanted to ask also, being home, you're being an inspiration to people in and out of jail. Like, but do you ever feel like, and you've also lost people close to you too. So do you ever feel like survivor's remorse?
Yeah, hell yeah. Sometimes I question myself on why me though? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Why me? But then it's like, why not me? Because
mm-hmm.
I was always the person, or the people that care about me, are always the person that they believed in the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you the one, you the future, you the ticket. I swear to God, it used to be like, you the ticket, you gonna make it. That's probably why I be so frustrated with shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all my people ain't yet. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's my motivation right now. It's like, I made it to the finish line, not the finish line, but I made it. You know what I mean? But I could, damn, I'm living. I could do whatever I want when I wake up. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm like, damn, my niggas ain't though. I gotta get them right. And I'm like, maybe I gotta push this shit further because that's what that was their plan. I was a part of their mission. You feel me? They was not saying they piggybacking on me or using me, but they pushing for me too. When I ain't around, they talking about me. Like if they in the club and I'm not in the club, they play my boy. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. They go up to the DJ, yo, why you ain't playing Albie? What the fuck is you throwing? Like, you know what I mean? So, come on, man. It's like, my motivation is just different. Like, it's so many things that motivate me, man. I'm just a real nigga at heart, for real. So, you know what I mean? I'll be locked in like that, though. So, but that hell yeah, survivor guilt is crazy. For real. I done ducked a lot of shit, man. I done seen a lot of shit in my life that I ain't supposed to be here for.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm still here, so it's a reason. They say it's 2 days that matter, the day you born, the day you find out why.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
That's a word.
So one day we're going to find out why.
This is a question I asked on Instagram, and I guess you could answer truthfully. Which is harder, the day you get released or the day you get sentenced?
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Ain't nothing harder than the day you get sent. That's an easy ass question. Self, that ain't no hard question.
To some people, it may not. You get released, it's like a whole new world outside. Man, like you got to start all over from scratch.
Man, I'd rather be broke on the streets than rich in jail.
Okay, I got you.
Fuck
okay.
That, cause you free. You could do whatever you could do.
Mm-hmm.
When sentence is crazy. It get dark when you get sentenced. You like shit. Okay, the best thing about it is you know when you coming home or possibly. Okay. He come home. But that shit get dark when you get sentenced, bro. That shit get lonely. That's the loneliest ride back to the county jail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Don't be coming in from the streets. Say you coming in from the streets with your street clothes in and you going in with your family and you got to go downstate. You got to go to prison for years. That shit dark. And then you got to go, you in the county already. You probably been locked up for 2 years. And now they telling you got 6 more to go. Nigga, that shit real. That's the sentence is probably the hardest part.
Mm.
That's probably the hardest part in getting incarcerated, getting sentenced. Because it's like, damn, I know I'm not going to be home for that.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's birthday in 2 months. Mm-hmm. No way in hell I'm coming to that one.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like that. Release is like, yeah. Release is like, I can live off the land. I can live off the land. Don't expect too much from me. I'm going to get it together. But right now, give me 90 days to figure this shit out.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people, that's why they fuck up and fumble. They'll come home when they come home from their bed. They just jump straight to it because they like, damn, my kid need this. Now, your kid don't need nothing but time, bro.
Mm.
They need time. Give them time. Give them time. Don't just rush into this shit. Don't just rush into nothing. Give your kids time. You know what I mean? Because people be like, I need money, I need money. And then they get back right to the streets. Mm-hmm. And now they lock back up and got more years. On top of the years they got, probably had parole, some shit, because you rushed.
Maybe that's harder. No, I'm just asking. I don't know. You know?
Nah, hell no.
Okay. Not, well, sentences
ain't
is harder.
Ain't nothing harder than getting sentenced. Getting sentenced.
What you tell? What you tell the broads when you're going in? Don't cheat or do whatever you're gonna do. I'm gone. What you say?
Man, I tell them. I tell them straight like this, man. Like, may the best bitch win.
You don't gotta get locked up for that, cause y'all out here doing that. Okay.
I mean, for real, cause it's like bitches gonna play. Right. They're going to play when you in there. You got to accept that.
Not
like,
all of them.
Hey, they're going to play. They're going to play. It's rare ones that ain't going to play. You know what I mean? That's a rare bitch. That's the one you never lose. The one that didn't play, you never violate her. Like, you violate her, you a sucker. You ain't nothing real about you. You can't ever say you a real nigga. You violate a bitch that held you down. No matter what, you got to always hold her down. You in debt for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she earned that. She earned that as a man. You probably like, oh, bitches, I heard bitches say to me before, like, you don't owe her nothing. She did that by choice. Nah. Mm-hmm. Me as a man, I owe that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So whenever she hit my phone, I'm picking up. You know what I'm saying? I might not pick up the first time, but if you call back twice, it's important. All right, what's up? You good? I don't care who I'm with. Oh, shut the fuck up. Yo, what? Good. Straight like that. Hold on, man. So I don't tell no bitch to, I don't tell them keep your legs closed, none of that shit, because I think that come with the game. You feel me? All I'm telling the bitches is pick the phone up when I call. Pick the phone up when I call. If I need some, hold me down. You know what I mean? That's it. Other than that, I'm going to figure this shit out. Just be my dog. I need mental peace. Pick the phone up for me. Yeah, when I call, I want to escape. Oh, what's good? Tell me what's going on out there. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Heard up.
That's a good one. Right. What do you tell him? You been in that situation before?
I only did 14 days. He did time. Oh. I always wanted to know. Like, I see bitches moving. It's hard to keep them loyal when you're free. Man, so I know locked up.
I seen bitches pick the phone up. Bam. Why? I'm with a bitch.
Wait, what you mean? Pick the phone up? What?
Like, why? Yo, no cap, bro. I'm with this bitch, bro. She a monster. Oh, my God.
What you mean?
She's a serial killer, yo. I'm trying to tell you. It's bad, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. She thought she was doing something for me, like making like choosing, but it really like rubbed me the wrong way.
Man, you don't like her.
You feel me?
That
like,
happened to me.
And she really like I know she loved me, you know what I'm saying? I know she loved me or whatever and shit. But it just really like rubbed me the wrong way. And it's like, yo, damn, you'll do that to me if another nigga grab your heart like that.
Okay.
But what do you mean? What did she do?
Bro, this nigga was her nigga she was fucking with got a little emotion. He got the phone in there, right? He keep calling wee hours of the night, 4 a.m, blowing it up. He's some tender-ass nigga, too. Like, leave it alone, bro. She's done. He keep calling, but they was rocking with each other.
Yeah.
Man, this bitch picked the phone up. Y'all about to suck my nigga dick. Stop calling. Nigga like, man, what?
Yo, she's talking.
Yeah, bro. And she started mopping me.
Damn.
Mopped me, like, and bro, so she mopped me for a minute because I'm in there. I'm just like, yeah, how you? I mean, I'm popping shit and everything. Like, you know how I go.
Wow.
No freaky. I'm popping my shit. Yeah. You feel me?
You said something about the nigga hear you?
Nah, I'm talking to her. I'm not talking to this nigga.
No, but he heard you?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
So when the phone hangs, so when we get finished, the nigga's still on the phone. I'm like, yo, you whack as hell. What the fuck is you doing, bro? You really sitting there listening? Fuck is you doing? You watching your heart fall apart. Like, nah, yeah, but she thought she was doing some, like, I'm choosing you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I don't fuck with that nigga no more. In my mind, I'm like, nah.
Oh, my God. Like, nigga, she couldn't hang up? Like,
yeah, bro. I thought she did.
You took the head first, and then you told her that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was in denial.
You would pick that up?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They vicious out here like that, man. I have bitches have full conversations on the phone with their niggas while giving head.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Them bitches don't play. But they going to make that visit on Saturday, though. Bitches is vicious out here, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm trying to tell these niggas, bro. They think all that shit, all that, all y'all niggas out there getting money and all that shit, going all crazy with them girls, them BBLs, them bodies and all of that shit. Them bitches is not doing no biz, bro.
Matter of fact, that brings me to my point because I saw on Instagram you had posted that you are looking for a homebody.
Yeah.
For girls that go to, what was it? You said Target.
Target and Walmart.
Wait, but you got to throw Trader Joe's in there because us Trader Joe girls.
You fuck with it?
We're very loyal. Trader Joe's girls are loyal.
I got to breeze through there. You feel me?
Oh, you got to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They
like,
go to the one on River Road. That shit hot.
That's the one I go to. That's the one I go to.
See, I told you. That shit hot.
You know, I've been thinking of my little arugula they and my feta cheese.
That shit
you know?
Hot. Nigga.
Yeah, nah, no doubt, man. I like them girls like that, man.
What made you come to this conclusion?
Because you gotta pay attention, man. You gotta pay attention because like it's my job to be outside. It's his job to be outside. Mm. Bitch, why you in the club as much as me? You get what I'm saying? And if you working, you getting a bag, cool. Mm-hmm. I respect that. You a bartender, stripper, go get your money. That's how you get your money. But you got bitches that really just be outside. Just be outside. Every
he
time.
Be making fun of me. He be like, you ain't outside. I be like, listen, I'm sitting here.
We just said that's your job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm saying he's talking about.
We said that's your job. A girl that has
yes,
your job.
Yes, but you are talking.
Outside.
So you're saying, it's different. But you, yes. You make fun of, is my job?
Yes. Yes.
That bartender job is vicious, though. Them bartender girls up here.
Well, bartenders, you gotta, in order to be successful as a bartender, to me, in our region, you have to go on dates and different stuff. Like, I ain't gonna say you have to kill, but you gotta go on dates.
You gonna have
stuff.
To kill, though.
I didn't want
to be a bartender?
Yeah.
I'm bitches whore.
A successful one.
I'm trying to tell you. You gotta
successful?
Kill.
Successful?
Because you gotta think about it like this, right? Okay, you the bartender.
I didn't say to kill, but he said it, but.
Because he's trying to be nice to y'all. Y'all know I don't give a fuck, right? So look, you gotta know this shit with these bartender bitches, right? It's like, it's gonna be a nigga that they gonna be able to run over. Where a nigga that he just wanna spend money. Mm-hmm. They always gonna have that one person. Mm-hmm. They probably ain't gotta fuck. He probably a freaky nigga. Send me pictures of your feet. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna run it up with him. But it's gonna be that other nigga that's out here with swag that's fucking. Mm-hmm. And like bitches is fucking him. And he like, man, bitch, I just came here, blow a bag on you. Don't play. What's up? What we doing?
You know what it is.
You know
is
what
you in or is you
in? You feel me? And what she gonna do? She gonna either say no and lose that client.
And lose that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Or she facts. Gonna be like, you know what I mean? He got swag. Don't fuck that nigga. Bitches got rosters, man. Bitches is sharks. Bitches is vicious.
They fucking.
The scariest thing you ever do is go to a bitch phone. Oh my. Go to a bartender phone. Don't you do it. That's a scary movie. You think Halloween's scary.
You stupid.
Think Halloween's scary. You go to your bartender. You love that bartender. Go do a phone, bro. Oh my God. You go, Fred Sanford, my heart. Yeah, clunk out, nigga. That bitch out Red there playing. Sanford.
So is
playing.
That how you came to the conclusion that you were a target match?
Nah, it wasn't. Nah, it wasn't that. But
so what was it?
Because I just know them homebodies, them girls like that. They just they everything, man. They just like they know how to take care of nigga. You feel me? Mm. They ain't them bitches that's out there just using you for your bread. Man, none of that Chris shit. They ain't the bitches that's just out there that's just like trying to like milk you. Oh yeah, what you bring? Like you know what I mean? Like oh, you got to do this for me. You got to do that for me. Nah, them girls out there taking care of their own shit. You feel me? They don't need you. You feel me? They say they gonna enhance you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the type of woman I need. That's gonna like she gonna be okay without me, and she gonna be straight. She gonna even better with me. You know what I mean? But she gonna make me better too. And I think them type of and then they that shows that they got their own shit. They living on their own because they going to Walmart, they going to Target, they going to Home Goods. You know what I mean? They setting their shit up.
A little Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
you got to throw that
Jones
in there.
And all of that.
There's so. Nothing on River Road.
It says a lot about their character. It says a lot about their character.
I don't know other ones.
Word up.
Oh, I'm not gonna tell you neither. I don't want to see
in Jersey, they don't have. Well, I'm in Jersey. They don't have that many. You gotta go that one, Cliffside Park. The Cliffside Park is not as that's not as good as the River Road. But anyway, yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's valid. It's true. Do you look in their carts to see what they have in their carts? That's what you gotta do.
They gotta look in their carts.
You do because you gotta see like what kind of cheeses do they buy. Like you can tell a lot by the diet. Yeah, they can tell a lot by like the diet.
Nah, I seen when I was in I took my son to Target. That's what really made me say that. I took my son to Target.
Uh-huh. With mad bras in it.
Yo, it was lit.
Target is beautiful.
Yo, lit. It was like the club. It was like they was dressed nice. They was dressed like they was dressed down. Mm-hmm. Like they wasn't trying to like catch. They was just like easy style, but it was still like wow, she lied in here. Heard up.
Okay. Like, that is a PSA. I think that men now, I feel like at first everyone wanted the party girl. Mm-hmm. But y'all are all tired.
Yeah.
Party girl's fun. Now, just not to settle down.
No, I don't think I think women confuse when guys date, I guess when we're gonna use the term party girl. You have fun with them, but you don't keep them.
No, because you want to come home to a big ziti.
But it's a big difference.
Right?
So I think that sometimes when females think, oh, y'all, you like these girls, these whatever, plastic girl, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No,
you
plastic
just
girl. That's
you
disrespectful.
Have fun.
I say party girl. I don't want to be disrespectful.
You have fun, but you know, most
guys, a real guy wife, you know, she's like similar ways, like,
yeah,
you know, tucked.
She's tucked in. I like, yeah, my tucked. Bitch, I like my bitch put up, man.
Yeah, tucked away.
I want you, only time you see my bitch is on Instagram. And she barely posts.
No, but
I,
she gotta be able to go out once in a while.
Nah. Once in a while.
Once in a while to a little, like, say, a little lounge, say less, or a Brooklyn lounge. Chop House dinner and then go home. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't
want a little lychee martini and then go home.
Yeah, I like my, it's nice. She get like, you know the girl that get drunk off like two drinks?
Yeah.
That's the good girl.
That's the one I like too. Hello.
Is it 2.5? Maybe 2.5.
Yeah, that's what I like too.
Does it finish the third? That's what I like too. I take shots, but I take girl shots now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something. You know what I'm saying? Then I follow with a little white claw.
I'll be a little nervous with the bitch that be like, come on, another shot. Like, goddamn, bitch. Come on, shot. Like, yo, bitch. What the fuck? We just got finished taking shots.
Once in a while, it's okay.
God damn!
What'd you say?
Nothing. They fun though, like you said.
Listen,
y'all make the world a better place.
Ah,
I love y'all too. Don't get it fucked up. Don't make Albie, I ain't fuck with the bitches in the club. I love y'all.
Me and Self trust y'all.
Self love y'all too. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We love y'all. Don't ever think that.
I'm just saying, my life.
This, calm it down a little bit. Man. Calm it down a little bit. You gotta look for the when is it gonna end? Set a goal that you're gonna, okay, I'm gonna change right here. You know what I'm saying? Don't burn yourself out, mama. Don't burn yourself out. Don't let anybody have a chance. Don't let anybody spin you. Cause now it's like, damn, like I might spin you because Self spins you, but Self told me this shit fire. I gotta see, you know what I mean? I'm just testing the product. Yeah,
you need a sample.
You know what I mean? I'm testing the product.
Never over sampling.
But I'm not about to cuff because my nigga Self hit. You feel me? Self know how you feel.
Oh, that's a whole nother subject, kid. Niggas do be cuffing. Like, yo, my nigga, you knew.
You know.
You still cuff.
You know.
He's an idiot!
He's an idiot!
Where's that from?
Yeah.
Yo, that's my favorite part. He's an idiot!
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm lost. Where's that
from? Yeah, I know. Just listen. You see, you don't be listening to me. You know what I'm saying?
Because I be listening to Follow the Leader. That's one of my shits, okay? Mm-hmm.
That's the old joint.
Yeah, that's last year.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I've been listening to R&B. I've been changing. Look, I'm on a different path. No, listen. I love my ratchet rap, but I've been trying to be like a calm person because people have been testing me and I can't be explosive all the time.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to like violin instrumentals. I've been taking, you know. But I'm gonna come back. No, I have. You know, I go to Trader Joe's. I don't listen to, like, you
she
know.
She keep doing at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, right.
She wants y'all to know.
First of all, I'm a member. First of all, I need like an endorsement.
Yeah,
I'm like a member. That to me is like, I go like at 7 o'clock during the week. Like, that's my highlight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just be chill. So that's my highlight now.
Say that.
You get arugula, by the way. Arugula salad with some Parmesan cheese and a little lemon and olive oil.
Don't fuck with that arugula, nigga. Just fuck with the regular spinach. Or the mixed greens, and that's it. You straight, y'all.
He's basic. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Put some grilled chicken in there. All right, we here, man. We out of here. Thanks for coming.
Nah, it's all love.
Pause. Yeah, that's about pause. Right?
Pause, police.
Well, all right, hold on. I'm not going to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Just say whatever you want to say to the artists and to the DJs and close it.
I'll end it off like this, right? Hey, DJs, man. To make your life better?
That's how you feel. I'm not gonna interrupt.
I'm just saying, bro, like, I respect just respect a nigga art, man. Respect a nigga art. Nigga ain't playing with this shit. Like, this is his career, this is what he's doing. So ain't even gotta be me, it's anybody, you know what I'm saying? The little guy that's trying to come out. That making it hard for everybody as far as like somebody that ain't got no followers trying to come up, how he could ever get his name up. You feel me? Because y'all only playing what everybody else playing. Just tap into what's going on. Especially, like just tap in, bro. If it's ass, you ain't fucking with it, don't fuck with it. All right, cool. I get that. But if it's fire, you know what I'm saying? Show love, because that's what y'all do. DJs play what's hot. You feel me? And as far as you rap niggas, this is what I got to say about y'all. If I ever did a song with you, bro, and you ain't posted I did a song with you, this shit is a business, bro. It's where it's though, like, you probably bigger than me. This is fan swap. I want to be on your platform now. I want your fans to see me so I can take that and get bigger. I didn't do a song with you for no other reason, bro. So if I did a song with you and you ain't post the song, you a hoe for that. So you can take it how you want to take it. Matter of fact, I can say I get worse than that.
I'm not interrupting you.
Suck my dick, bro. Shit like that. Like if you if you did a song with Owie Al and you ain't post it, you know what I'm saying? I don't respect that because I know for a fact I didn't ask to do that song with you. You reached out to me and you wanted to do it. So what's the point of that? So now I share like I share my audience with you, which is known for being solid, being real. So I stamped you in the streets. You know that. I stamped you in the streets. And man, motherfuckers thinking you real now. There's niggas in jail that's got life that probably ain't never fuck with your shit. Now they like, yo, oh, Albie Al fuck with him? He gotta be fire. So you got fans now for that. Thinking I just stamped you, you know what I'm saying? When you ain't solid at all. So I don't respect that. And you niggas know that. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. But you know, if the shoe fit, wear it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't post my shit, bro. That's how I feel about it. Fuck you, nigga. Shit like that.
Apartment 5H. Yeah.